Sleuths, welcome back to another episode. Should we put the blinds down? We're feeling a little self-conscious. I'm with Alex.
The blinds.
Then this is how this episode
are not going to help. What's the blinds going to do with the
fupa? Well, you just pointed and I thought you were pointing.
Well, you're, because I'm looking at your laptop and you're staring at yourself in your laptop. And I'm wondering what that was about, not the blinds.
Okay. That's, I'm really glad that we got that out of the way. Should we intro the episode and then we'll get into this FaceTime shit?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F.
This is my cousin Alex. I'm Sophia. I have FaceTime open on my laptop. And the reason I did that, Alex, is because I was applying lip liner. So I turned on FaceTime on my laptop and then I was like, wait, you look really pretty. And then
period.
I was like, I'm going to just kind of keep it up, but I'll close the laptop. But does the fucking laptop, the iPhone, there is like a built-in filter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. It like makes your eyes bigger. Like if you like can do this, you can like see your eye like bend.
No.
Yeah.
And that's just built in. That's not even a setting.
Yes.
And then it like kind of airbrushes.
I didn't know that.
Well, I'm looking at myself right now in my FaceTime and like this looks good. This is not what I saw in the mirror. This is not what I've seen in the camera. This is like,
that's not real, baby.
This is blurred. How do we feel about that? Because a part of me is like, thank you for making pictures and photos and videos easier.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
I mean, it's like never good to be dependent on like a filter or anything. So it's right. Not fun to be forced to use one and not have a decision whether you can turn it off or not.
When I feel insecure, it's, yes, like looking in the mirror, but it's from going online and seeing how other women look. But I completely, every single time, I never think like, okay, well, it's Photoshopped. And even if I do, it still will make me feel bad if they like look so perfect.
No, it's all fake.
It's like, all fake. Up.
Anyone in your caliber or even anyone.
Period.
Yeah. They're face tuning. I'm not because I don't have the app yet. When I can afford it, you'll be seeing a little BBL, okay? A little smoothing, a little nip and tuck.
I never do it like drastic, but sometimes I'll hit them. And by hit them, my face with a face app.
Face app.
Level 2. I'd never go past a level 2.
Okay. New hacks. You just came out with a hack. The first hack being you can apply lip liner on your laptop by opening the FaceTime app.
Thank you.
Second.
Face app. I think people have face known app. That hack, babe.
Okay, well.
I want to hit it with a Hollywood.
I'm going to try it. That's the second thing I'm going to do when I go on your phone.
The thing is like, there is like a fucking slight version already happening anytime we take a picture, but I feel like that's just the selfie camera, right?
I don't know. I think it was just FaceTime. I don't know if the actual camera does something too now, though.
No, 100%.
Oh, really?
Have you ever looked at like yourself back in? It does something. I don't know what it does, but we are, it's late night. We have had a fucking, we're like on hour 14 of pure work. And I want to kick it off with a mindful affirmation.
Two girls like us, we need a little something like that in our lives.
You remember my morning routine.
I do.
I haven't meditated, listened to my positive affirmations. None of that for like six, over like a year.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it makes me really sad.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Can we wake up and meditate?
Yeah.
Promise?
Promise.
Okay, here's a card.
But you know I wake up a little late.
Yeah, I might be doing that solo. Okay, mine says, I am a vision of great health and vitality.
Facts.
That just doesn't quite work right now with me.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as good.
I have a certain genre of positive affirmations that, like, I don't feel like I'm just bullshitting myself. However, I guess that's kind of the point of them, right? Like, you just keep repeating them and then you feel them.
I don't.
You go.
Okay. I am grateful to be alive and thriving.
Okay, that's a good one.
I am grateful to be alive and thriving.
Me too, actually. It's a moment of gratitude to even be alive and get to live another day because I lose sight of that. Oh, that was another thing that was in my morning routine I haven't done for a year is write in my gratitude journal. So
tomorrow. Before we get started, I think I'm going to slip into something a little more comfortable. And that something is this little Joey lychee flavor.
Should we kind of bust open a smooth or a mango, Joey?
I think we should fuck around.
But I kind of don't know if a smooth... Let me do a smooth.
That's smooth?
Yeah. Right?
So that's cool mint. I don't think I've had a cool mint.
Oh my God. Baby girl, we can't just be doing lychee day in and day out. Literally just for 1 hour.
Some of these other girls some love.
Joey's just like, it's just what the not doctor ordered. You know what I mean? Take a Joey.
Thank you. I thought you'd never offer.
But don't take too many.
Oh, wait, yeah, I'm scared.
Tell them about what we're going to do today while I open this mango, Joey.
Guys, we're going to do something a little bit different. I know you're used to me and Sophia shooting the shit, but I think it's time we get a little more serious and take this relationship to the next level. What do you say?
Please.
We're going to play a little game. I love game.
I love game. I genuinely love.
Okay, thank God.
Like, I love a board game.
Me too.
Most people, I don't.
They don't.
They hate.
We need to play more board games.
Can't handle the competition.
I know. It's because they're scared to lose. I mean, I don't know what that feels like. So, like,
yeah,
I can't relate. Because all I do is win, win, win no matter what.
Dude, I'm going to fucking ask. That should be like, you know, in job interviews, they ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? They should ask you if you enjoy board games. And that's how you know if you're hiring like a fucking
real one.
Beast.
Hard worker.
Yeah.
One that doesn't give up under any circumstances.
No. pressure, any obstacle, they're sticking in it. Just me
sticking it in.
Joey style.
Oh,
that is a double entendre. I didn't need to go down or visit. So I'm going to tell you guys a tiny bit of backstory to this card game. My man and I, we were given the advice, especially because we're long distance, to make time for connection. Mm-hmm. I thought connection was just like, you just
hey,
do it.
How are ya?
Literally, that's like what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
But this very wise woman told me that you actually have to like create those moments every day. They don't just happen naturally, especially when you're like busy people drowning, have kids, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Your connection is going to be the last thing you care about. So she was like, get these playing cards for you guys, like as a couple, and you play this card game and it like prompts you with questions that create connection. She recommended the Esther Perel ones.
That's that comedian?
No, she's like a relationship expert therapist and like very famous in that world. But I got them and I got the work version that you play with your coworkers.
Oh.
And my man and I were just like asking each other shit like, you know, what? Like, what's your work style? Do you like micromanaging? Like, and then
are you a leader in a group?
Dude, straight up. Why we're not playing that one right now?
Because this is the workplace.
Yeah.
We're playing the intimacy one, y'all.
Because this is not your typical job. We're fucking intimate.
Yeah, and we're about to get even more.
Yeah, these are not the Esther Perel ones, but these, I have like five different fucking card games now.
A lot of connections to be made.
Let's connect.
Let's connect.
We're about to like really get to know each other in ways we probably didn't want to do on a microphone.
Right.
But
right. We do it for the sleuths.
We do it for the sleuths. And I fucking love the sleuths. Okay. Ooh. A tool for deepening romance. We are romantic. So I don't know what's to say that it's
gonna
not.
Say, what part do you like your partner to lick?
Yeah. What sexual fantasy you wish you and your partner could? Skip the small talk. This is what the game says. Skip the small talk. Share the messy parts. Listen without rushing. That's where connection lives. Let's fucking hit it.
Ooh, I have a sneaking suspicion both of us are going to rush each other.
Listen.
Wait, so what's up with all the different colors?
So what we're going to do, Alex, and I'm about to hand you these cards. You don't need to worry about the colors.
Okay.
The deck includes six topic categories. And we choose a comfortable setting and a time when we won't be interrupted.
Now's the perfect time.
There is no better time. When it's time to find a therapist, there's many things to factor in. Like, do they take your insurance or will you be stuck paying the full cost out of pocket? Some even charge a monthly subscription. With no back and forth and no waiting, Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Rula will find the right therapist for you based on your needs, preferences, and state requirements. They have a network of over 15,000 therapists and psychiatrists nationwide. Rula is here for you, and they're here to support your mental health journey every step of the way. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit rula.com/Sophia to get started. That's rula.com/Sophia. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Take turns selecting a card from any of the categories and then share your thoughts openly and listen to your partner's response without judgment. Okay, so we're going to start with five cards. It says 3 to 5 cards per session.
3 to 5? There's like 5 million cards in there.
No, but you grab, just don't worry about the colors.
You grabbed one of each color.
No, these are like old ones that I guess I've done.
Okay, well, I'm grabbing one of each color and hoping for the best, expecting the worst.
Remember, there are no right or wrong answers. The goal is open communication. Bitch, was this game made
winner
for podcasters?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to make this competitive somehow.
Somehow. Like, the more eloquent your answer.
Okay, I took one of each color because I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to do the same. I don't know if that's, like, there's definitely, I think, a sex.
There's probably some rules.
There's a sex color section, but I still think, like,
we can answer in third person.
We can answer, like, if you were a boy and I was a girl.
Yeah, right. You would obviously be the boy.
Well, but then you'll switch it when you're answering.
Oh.
Like, if Sophia was a boy and I was a girl, this is the sex.
Let's see where this goes. Okay. A lot of incest. I don't know how we always get here, but always get here.
Let me...
Which color are we going with first? It doesn't matter. No. You said that from the beginning.
You're like, you care about the color coding. You can go color code a few closets that I have if you really are feeling that. Here we go. Number one card. How many times do you want to be intimate each week?
Does that mean sex?
It just intimate with me.
With you.
Yes.
Can we define intimacy really quick?
Okay, well, let's say it's just not sex, but it's like everything but.
Fingering.
How many times?
Over the clothes. Okay.
Oral. So
oral. Okay. Hey, Siri, define intimacy.
Okay, literally.
Intimacy means... close familiarity or friendship closeness.
See?
Well,
how often do I want to get intimate with you? All day long, baby. From sun up to sundown.
Great answer.
Every day, 25/8.
The red cards, by the way, are sex. And that just happened to be the one I pulled. But I agree. I want to do it all day, every day, and at night. No rest.
Exactly.
There ain't no rest for the wicked.
Which relationship did you learn most about sex from?
Lot of sex up in this game.
I'm sorry. No, this is the red card.
I'm going to say one of my ex-boyfriends.
I know the one.
Because he was really good at it. But it wasn't that. It was that he... was like my first encounter with a guy that pleasing me was fucking the utmost important. Like thing to strive for. That doesn't mean like my other relationships didn't care, but this is the type of thing where it was like, do you have, so, hey, Sophia, what are you doing for the next 3 hours? Cause I want to go down on you. I'm not joking.
Wow.
So.
That was Ray or Joey?
That was Joey. Put one in. I feel like you learn
more about double penetration from...
True. But, and a whole array of shit. But it wasn't that I learned that, like, oh, this is what it feels like for a guy to, like, give a shit. It made me feel so comfortable because he was so just, like, I want to be in and around your vagina. Mm-hmm. I want to live there. Mm-hmm. I want to sleep there.
I want to move in.
I want to move in.
I want to furnish the place.
Yes. Furnish and paint the walls and fucking live there forever. And it made me be like, word, this is my vagina.
Yeah.
And I'm in a leg spread. Oh my God, babe, I didn't shave. I don't give a fuck. I'm sweating. I'm gross. I'm dirty. I just got off an airplane. Put your vagina in my face. Like, it made me very comfortable. So then I could learn about my body.
I love that.
Yeah. When you experience stress or overwhelm, how do you like to be supported?
Getting left alone, probably. Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
You know, under the influence of maybe some medicinal plants.
Valid.
Like, I'd roll one.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question? How do I want to be comforted when I'm stressed? Leave me the fuck alone and I need weed.
When you experience stress or overwhelm, how do you like to be supported? Like, what would you want me to do to support you? No, so leave you alone. You answered it.
If it's you supporting me, I want you to talk through these things with me because I don't think I can talk about 70% of my things with anyone, but with you, I can talk about 100%.
Oh.
So if I'm stressed about something, I want to talk it through with you because I feel like my first instinct was to answer and say, I want to be alone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I can't get stress relief.
Right.
But I do think that talking with you would actually help.
Holy shit. Everyone, they need to give me a fucking brand deal because this is like actually unlocking some shit.
This is.
That I was not.
We are connecting.
Dude, we're going to be so connected. Now you ask me.
Okay, this is the life card. What aspects of being single do you miss? That's kind of hell.
Oh, I've got.
No, I love that.
I miss. This is going to sound so sappy. Like, there's not that much I miss. Mm-hmm. Like, I do much prefer being in a relationship, which is not surprising because I fucking was always in one. Mm-hmm. But I do miss, like, the complete going out for a night on the town with... Oh, but how it relates to you. But this is true with you. Like, when we would just hit the fucking ground running and the whole night is full of possibilities and it's not... Because it's different when you're in a relationship. It's like, oh, if some guys come up to you and they're like, come back to our fucking penthouse and, like, get lit.
Yeah.
I... would probably be a bit more like, I don't know if that's appropriate type of thing. So there's just like a freeness and an excitement. Like, what could we get into?
Yeah. Also, it's not fun to have to answer the texts and the calls.
Well, I don't have that because I'm in a long distance.
So you're pretty much single.
I'm pretty much single. He's asleep when I'm going out. Literally. But I would say that is like there's like a different kind of exhilaration.
Yeah, definitely.
In what area of your life do you feel most confident? And how did you develop that confidence?
I feel like right now in my life is kind of the more unknown, more self-conscious, more hesitant place right now.
But I think it's asking in what area, like in your work, in your talent, in your heart, in your relationship, and if you don't feel that confident about any of it, in how you look, in how your sleep routine is.
I'm very confident in my sleep routine, I guess.
I'm not. But if you don't feel confident in any area of your life, that's valid too.
I just know
there's got to be one area of your life you feel confident.
I do feel confident about my sleep.
And then it says, how did you develop that confidence?
Time. Efforts to make something a priority.
Fuck.
I love how the cards at the beginning said, don't rush. And I feel like you just try to rush my answer when I was talking about how I'm not confident right now. I'm just kidding.
No. I actually did. Or were you completely joking? But I did.
No, I'm joking. You did clarify the question for me. So you were helping me. But yeah. I wanted to make a joke how you were rushing me and the game said not to do that.
Well, you know what? Joke or no joke, I'm going to take that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be real aware about if I be feeling rushed.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't feel very good, does it?
But I'm just saying I'm going to be looking out for that now. Because this is a competition at the end of the day.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous would you be if I started to look through your phone?
Zero. Zero.
That's like kind of funny.
Zero, because I don't think you would care to do that. Is there anything on my phone you would care to see? I don't think you've ever been on my phone.
I don't look through my phone.
Right.
So.
0%.
No. The only thing I would want to do, but it wouldn't be like looking through your phone, is I would want to go on like your TikTok and Instagram and like get a feel for
the algo.
Yeah.
How my algorithm's doing. So let me ask that to you. Because I want to know how nervous you would be on a scale of 1 to 10 for me to go through your phone.
3. What? A 3? Just because I would be like, actually a 1. 3? I just thought it through and then I was like, then I thought the thing through and I was like, okay, but like maybe this could come off this way. Like, could she judge like, you know, my relationship with my whatever. And then I was like, wait, it's Alex. I don't give a fuck.
And also, like, I don't think I would go through anything that's, like, fun. Like, I feel like you can trust me with your phone.
But I'm thinking about it like, oh, she's dissecting. She's doing, like, forensic.
Nah.
But even if you did, like, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's how like, I feel.
I'd be like, yeah, you... Your judgments are valid if you keep them right up
there. Just keep them to yourself and you're always right.
Okay, so we did it. We got it.
Okay. Tell me something you believed as a child that makes you laugh now.
When I grow up, I want to be a dolphin. Or...
the noise. She's really good at making dolphin noises.
I know, but people hate it. I could go crazy, but I'm going to stay restrained. I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that one for a big episode. The wedding.
Dude.
The wedding. What is something that you thought as a child that you think is funny now?
That I was going to be married in the LDS temple before the age of 21 and I would have kids by 23 and that it would I'd be living here and... That shit makes me laugh.
That is funny. The living here part, I don't...
No, like, living in Utah, I'm at.
Oh, right. That's fucking hilarious.
Living here in LDS land.
Yeah. That is a hee-hee ha-ha. Okay. How have your past relationships shaped your understanding of what a healthy partnership is?
Well... like I said, I've been in 2 relationships. The relationship before, he would kind of, you know, little aggression, little verbal abuse.
Crazy verbal abuse.
Right. So after that relationship, it took me a long time to, like, be accepting of, like, someone wanting to...
love you.
Yeah. But, like, not in a cheesy way, in a for real way, like, I can't trust. Yeah, I couldn't trust anyone.
Mm.
And so I would push back and have, like, this hard shell. But I feel like my relationship now, I know that what I had before was not love.
Yeah.
And that I am deserving of what I have now.
Okay, fucking Aristotle.
Okay. Your turn. Describe the first time we met. What details stand out to you?
So, because we are cousins and grew up in a household where we're together a lot.
Right.
I remember you as my favorite cousin's younger sister.
Right.
I was closer with your older sister.
Yes.
And I still love both of you.
Right.
But I was kind of focused on my kind of connection with her. Mm-hmm. And
I'd be bothered.
And I do remember, like, you wanted to hang. Maybe we were kind of... did we bully you? Or no?
We just didn't. No, I don't think I ever got bullied.
We just didn't let you play with us. We're like...
let's get this girl out.
You're a little bit... Yeah. Too young.
That's rude.
Not really.
But I didn't make a great first impression. Long story short.
It wasn't. You can't judge a book by its cover because now I know you. And yeah.
We're in it for the long haul.
But people also say first impressions are everything, so you might want to work on it.
Shit. Good now thing I was only you. 7 years old.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we work well together and balance each other out? Explain.
I think before we started podcasting together, I was more able to, like, say, like, oh, no, these things that you have to do are actually not that hard and, like, push you to do it.
Mm.
But I don't fucking know. I just feel like we're kind of, like, in the same boat right now.
I totally agree, by the way. I think that we work well together because we're going to get shit done and do it well. And you and I have a very, very high tolerance for chaos and uncomfortability that a lot of people don't have.
Right.
How do we balance each other out? I don't think we balance each other out as much as we are very comfortable being around each other.
Yeah.
But actually, that's a lie. Like, I just had a freak out about something before we, like, got on camera, minor. And I could have taken that through the fucking roof. But again, because we're so close, I knew I could ask you the question. You're going to give it to me straight.
Right.
And that, like, balances
yes. me. I would say what balances us out is you're very sweet. You're very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I'm not.
Yeah. That's that. It's a great balance.
I mean, I think without one or the other being the negative kind of mean one, it doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're the yin to my yang.
You give a little edge and I kind of soften it and put it in a bow.
Exactly. I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
As a parent, which this bitch is about to be soon, would you be a good cop or a bad cop? I guess we should be asking, is your nanny going to be the good cop
Thank
or the bad
you.
Cop?
And I'll just hire one of each.
This, you are a genius. I'm dead.
I don't have to do any of the parenting.
You don't even have to answer the question. We just did.
Bye.
Boom.
Sleuths, I think that is kind of the most fun game in the entire planet, and I wish we could play it every single time, and fuck it, maybe we might.
We might. Let's get intimate.
I
want to get intimate with the sleuths.
I do too.
Let's read a card.
Read a card?
To the sleuths.
Okay. How are they going to answer us?
In the YouTube comments.
Oh my God. Brilliant.
Pick it.
There is like a next level to this game that I don't think we should get into, but let's read a card for the sleuths. How do you like to be cared for when you're ill?
Boom. Sleuths, please write down in the comments below, how do you like to be cared for?
Yeah. Yes.
so bad.
Sleuths, either I or Alex will be speaking with you next week, and we both love you.
Very much.
And you can find Alex at Frank_meow.
What?
Oh, well, girl, if you're not going to talk on the mic.
I'm laughing. You can find me on Instagram at Alex Franco_meow, and on Twitch you can find me at Frank Meow.
Girl, see, this is a water bottle.
I need to grab
it's
some.
It's great to
you
have.
You can offer me some of your fucking water.
No, I have to keep track of the ounces, and it's a slight OCD adjacent thing. I'm really sorry.
Bye, Sleuths.
Sleuths, pre-order Daddy Issues now. Link in my bio and in the description. And we love you. Bye-bye.